AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has announced she has completed chemotherapy.
Doing what I can to stay cancer-free is now my focus. Although I have finished chemotherapy, my path to healing and full recovery is long, and I must continue to take each day as it comes. I am, however, looking forward to being back at work and undertaking a few more public engagements in the coming months when I can.
The 42-year-old wife of Prince William announced in March she was being treated for an undisclosed type of cancer. A video was released by Kensington Palace. Kate says cancer has given her a new perspective on everything. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are gearing up for tomorrow night's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Hockey players John and Matthew Gaudreau are being mourned at their funeral near Philadelphia. They were struck by a suspected driver while riding bicycles in their home state of New Jersey. A wildfire burning near Los Angeles has forced evacuations and is creating its own weather pattern.
More than 36,000 structures are being threatened by the Line Fire in the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. Angeles Oaks resident Joseph Escobedo says he's evacuating and only hopes his family will have a home to come back to.
We worked so hard to get this house, and just the thought of just coming back to nothing.
A small vegetation fire in Clear Lake City, 110 miles north of San Francisco, was forcing roughly 4,000 people to evacuate and burning structures. And about 20,000 people have been evacuated in another fire south of Reno, Nevada. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge in Moscow, Idaho, agreed to move the trial of Brian Koberger, charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, to a different city, but did not say where the trial would be moved to. This is AP News. A grueling manhunt continues for a third day in Kentucky for the suspect in a shooting along an interstate that wounded five people.
Authorities are vowing to keep up a relentless search as the stress level remains high in a rural area where some schools canceled classes. Authorities have been searching a rugged area of southeastern Kentucky. A gunman began shooting at drivers on Interstate 75 near London, a small city of about 8,000 people. Joseph A. Couch has been named a suspect in the shooting. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating reports the engines can catch fire on some Jeep SUVs and pickup trucks, even with the ignition turned off. It covers more than 780,000 2021 through 2023 Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators. There have been 9 complaints of engine fires from owners, including one that caused an injury. A majority of reports say fires began in the passenger side of the engine compartment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market. Listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.